but I'm gonna consume it. It's showtime. It's showtime. Anthony Showtime Pettis. He's going to defend his belt against Rafael Dos Anjos at UFC 185 this Saturday at 7 p.m. in Dallas, Texas. UFC lightweight title bout. Pettis defeated Gilbert Melendez. First man to submit Melendez and retains the belt. Hello, Anthony Pettis.
Anthony.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Good to talk to you, man. How many times you fought in the last, 3 years? I'd say five times in the last 3 years?
Yeah, five times the last 3 years, something like that.
And four of those five times, this has been bout of the night. Do you want to fight more, or is it because you're the champ, you have to wait so long to fight?
No, definitely the goal is to fight more. Last year, I had to take a year off for a knee injury. So, that's why I'm staying busy this year, man. This is a quick turnaround, less than 3 months. I'm back at it again.
I was in the grocery store last night. I knew you were coming on today. I'm walking down the cereal aisle, and I look over. And it was like, whoa, Anthony Pettis is on the Wheaties box. You're the first UFC fighter ever to be on a Wheaties box.
Yeah, that's amazing. Wheaties is recognizing mixed martial arts like any other sport now. So it just shows how far the sport has come.
You know, Bruce Jenner was on a Wheaties box once, too.
Yeah, I do know that. Yeah.
Anthony, you are quite the entrepreneur, too. I mean, you got a Reebok endorsement, and you also own a Showtime sports bar in Milwaukee. Which I saw, I think,
bar in Milwaukee. I also own a barbershop and two gyms in Milwaukee.
So, I mean, lightweight champ, you have owned several businesses. You got this endorsement from Reebok. You're on a Wheaties box. What is your next goal? What do you want to do next?
My next goal is just to stay active, man. I think, I got the belt, but now it's time to prove that I'm the pound-for-pound best in the world. You know, just be one of the guys that when someone mentions UFC, I want them to think of Anthony Pettis. And the only way I'm going to do that is stay busy and keep my name relevant.
Oh, they do. They automatically think of you. I love watching you fight because you use, and I don't know why more fighters don't do this, but you use the entire octagon. You bounce off the fence and all of that stuff. I mean, you're a ton of fun to watch.
Yeah, thank you. I don't think they even knew they could do that.
Right.
So I think we'll start seeing that happen more.
Because you are exciting to watch,
yeah.
And you'll try new things. Is there something in your training that you have tried that is totally different that you might pull out this time around?
Yeah, you know what? It's crazy because my background comes from traditional martial arts, Taekwondo, and to the fans, it might be something new, and for me, it's something I've been doing since I was like five. So, I have my arsenal is full, and I think as long as I have the opportunity, the fans, always get to see something new.
Do you own the entire Bruce Lee DVD compilation at home?
Yeah, I got a bunch of Bruce Lee movies, so I don't have all of them, but I have a bunch of them.
Oh yeah, I remember I had a poster of Bruce Lee on my wall when I was a little kid because that's me and my dad would bond. We'd watch kung fu movies, and
right.
Bruce Lee was huge. And so, did you grow up watching kung fu movies and things like that?
Yeah, I started with Taekwondo before I even knew who Bruce Lee was. Like, my mom made me do Taekwondo because she was going to school full time, and that was what we did.
I got to figure out some place to put Anthony while I'm working, going to school.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks,
so
Mom.
We did Taekwondo, and then naturally Bruce Lee became one of my favorite people in the world after doing Taekwondo for so long.
Have you ever thought about going into acting and being an action hero?
That'd be amazing. I mean, who knows what the next step is in my career, but I mean, right now...
Hey, Ronda Rousey's doing it, she's doing... What'd you think
yeah,
of that
man,
Rousey Zingano fight?
That was crazy. I was too quick. I mean,
I know.
It just shows how dominant of a champ she is.
I did see a pretty funny meme last night online that was like, you're waiting all night for the big event, and then it's over in 14 seconds. Now guys know how girls feel. with the Rousey Zingano fight. It's like, yeah, waiting, and it's over in 14 seconds. Like, what the hell?
Was it good for you? No, it wasn't.
Right.
Do you think the mistake there in that fight was Zingano just rushing in there and being too anxious?
Nah, because it could have went to her favor. I mean, she could have finished Rousey in a couple of seconds. It just, in the octagon, anything could happen, and it's just you got to be able to react and adapt in split seconds. And Zingano was just a little slower than Ronda.
And you're dominant in your weight class too. So I mean, do you think that people are thinking the same thing? It's like we got to throw Anthony off his game. We got to rush him. We got to do something crazy.
He's unbeatable.
Yeah. Do you expect your opponent to pull something off like that or try to?
I expect them to come and try to take me down. I mean, no one really in my weight class or anyone around my weight class wants to stand with me. So most guys always try to rush in for a takedown. So that's what we kind of game plan for, getting ready for a takedown. And if they do stand up, it's going to be a quick night.
Do you have to cut weight at all, or do you walk around at 155?
Yeah, I cut weight.
How much weight do you cut?
20 pounds.
20 pounds. So after you cut weight and then and you make it, what's the first thing you eat?
I stay clean until after the fight. So, after weigh-ins, I'm eating still whatever I eat.
All right, after the fight, you go back to the Showtime bar in Milwaukee.
You just kicked Raphael's ass. What are you eating?
Cheeseburger, Coke, and fries, probably.
See, that's what I had last night. I don't fight. That's my problem.
Yeah. That's his celebration meal after surviving, and you're eating it every single day, Heidi.
Why not celebrate every night?
You're at Showtime Pettis on Twitter. Are you pretty active on social media?
Yeah, very active on social media.
Have you been approached to do any like sponsored tweets?
Well, all my sponsors are part of my social media gig. I think that's a big reason why I got a lot of sponsors. But no, I haven't got approached by. I don't know how that even works.
You can make a ton of money, Anthony. I mean, as far as like you're on the Wheaties box, because a list came out today of athletes that are making a lot of money just from being sponsored.
On social
having
media?
Sponsored like per tweet.
Jeez.
Like the number one is Cristiano Ronaldo,
soccer player. Yeah.
And when he tweets out something, the value he gets paid $303,000 per tweet.
Just wow. To say, I really love these Puma cleats.
Just loving this cheeseburger and fries from Showtime Sports Bar in Milwaukee, and you owe him $303,000. So see,
that ain't bad.
In the fifth spot, Tiger Woods.
Amazing.
Yeah, he makes $12,000 per tweet. Now he makes $55 million in endorsement money, but $12,000 per tweet. So I'm saying, look into that man because you are a standout in UFC. I think that you are definitely when the conversation of pound for pound comes up, Anthony Pettis' name should be right there in either the number one name or number two name spot. So good luck. In your bout this Saturday
in
Dallas.
We'll be watching.
We'll be watching on pay-per-view, man. You're one of our favorites. And if you're ever out here in L.A., you got to stop by and hang out with us, okay?
Most definitely, man. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. Talking about these endorsements. $303,000 per tweet. Number two spot is LeBron James. $126,000 per tweet. The three spot, Rafael Nadal, tennis player, $26,000 per tweet. And then Kobe Bryant makes $22,000 per tweet. These are sponsored tweets. And there's guys who are on this top 10 list of endorsement earners. Like you got Phil Mickelson makes $48 million a year in endorsements alone.
Damn psoriatic arthritis. That really pays off.
You better
thank the Lord he's got that.
He makes $48 million, and he's the number four earner as far as endorsement money, but he's not on Twitter. So you think
where's
his business advisor? Get him on Twitter.
Yeah, make some money
and start making money. I mean, it's just per tweet.
God,
that's what 140 characters, and you'd probably have somebody else do it.
Yeah, you don't even have to do it.
Ching!
Oh my God.
Yeah. So my God, somebody approach us for just some sponsored tweets. Wonder how much we could make.
About $1.50.
$1.50. I was going to say a nickel at this point. Here's a nickel a tweet. I take a nickel at this point.
Yeah,
anything.
You're doing it for free now.
Anything. 1-800-955-KLOS is the number. Like I said earlier, at some point during this hour, AC/DC tickets are going out the door. Dodger Stadium, September 28th. And don't forget this Friday, just keep it right here on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS, because it is Black Friday this Friday the 13th with AC/DC tickets every hour on the hour starting at 6 a.m. And if you want to go to see them in San Francisco, go to 95.5KLOS.com for your shot to get those tickets in San Fran. All right, we're going to take a break. Coming back. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.